Bebop. Hey everybody, welcome back to Bebop Tales. It's season 5 and things are getting really crazy. If you remember what happened in the last episode, Pandolf and I were chased by a big bat through a cave, and then I, for the first time in my life, made a mistake. And I fell down some weird hole in the middle of a mountain. And that's where we left off. So, what happens now? To answer that question, we have to ask another question. And luckily, our listener Edie asked the very question we needed to ask, but she asked it first. Here it is, Edie.
Hello, I'm Edie. I'm 7 from Dunedin, and I have a question for Bebop. Have you ever been sucked into a television and forced to play along?
All right, I should say that Dunedin, where Edie is from, is all the way over in New Zealand. So thank you so much, Edie, for that amazing question. Okay, here we go. Are you ready? Let me put on my Jonathan voice. Hi, I'm Jonathan Messenger,
and Bebop is my master. All right, here we go. Season 5, Episode 4 of Bebop Tales. Change the channel.
Some say I'm a genius.
Bebop had forgotten to turn his lights back on and had run right off the edge of a cliff.
Yes. Tiny, can you hear me?
Yelled Pandolf.
Yes. How far have you fallen? Very far. Are you still falling? Yes. Can't you tell by my voice?
Suddenly, Bebop went silent.
Tiny! Still falling. Okay, I don't know what to do. I don't have a spell that's strong enough to pull you all the way back here from that far away. What? I said I don't have a spell! Oh, sorry. It's hard to hear. Should I keep going for the pearl, which will provide me the strength to stop Tiny from falling, or should I try to save him now? Save me now. But trying to save him now would be a fool's errand. I'd never have the power to stop his fall. You could at least try. Yes, you're right, Tiny. I should try to go find the pearl. You are brave, my metal friend. That's not what I meant.
But Pandolf was now focused on the mission ahead.
Luminous!
Pandolf cast a spell, and his fingertips lit like Christmas tree lights, and he could see the path ahead continue to wind through the mountain. Pandolf took 3 steps back and, running, leapt over the chasm Bebop had tumbled into and continued through the mountain. Once again, the tunnel returned to silence. Pandolf kept his nose in the air and his ears sharp in case the big, bad, mean bat followed him down toward the pearl. Eventually, he began to wonder if, perhaps, he should have done a little more to save Bebop. After all, Bebop is the hero of this story. And how could the show go on if Bebop isn't even in it? I mean, wouldn't everybody be mad that Bebop wasn't there? This is the Bebop show. What a fool Pandolf had been. And then, just as an overwhelming wave of regret washed over him, he found himself in a strange room. Not a cavern, not a chamber like where he had found the bat. He was in a room with a leather reclining chair, empty pizza boxes strewn all over the gross carpet. A giant television sat in front of the chair. Something about this rang a bell. Something familiar about the messy nature of the room. But Pandolf couldn't quite place where he'd seen this before. He looked around the room, but didn't see any way out beside the way he'd come in. So he picked up the remote control on the greasy coffee table and clicked on.
Oh, Tiny, you're hilarious.
Pandolf couldn't believe his eyes. There, on the television screen, was Bebop. He was standing in the living room of an alien family. Two kids staring up at him.
Where am I?
Said Bebop.
I was falling, and now suddenly I'm here.
Oh, Tiny, you say the craziest things.
Tiny?
Said Pandolf. Bebop turned toward the screen.
Pandolf, is that you? Help, I'm trapped in some sort of a sitcom or something.
Suddenly, one of the aliens threw a pie in Bebop's face.
Oh, Tiny, what are you talking about?
Said one of the kids.
You're not on a show, you're in our house.
No, there's been some mistake,
said Bebop.
Oh, robots,
said one of the kids.
Can't live with them, can't recycle them.
Wait, are you going to recycle me?
Said Bebop.
If you keep saying these crazy things,
said one of the kid aliens.
Just play along,
said Pandolf.
I think you might be in grave danger. Let me see if I can help.
Pandolf picked up the remote control. Suddenly, Bebop was in a dimly lit dining room. A beautiful woman robot had her head on his shoulder, and she was crying.
Oh, Tiny,
she said.
You know I've always loved you.
What?
Said Bebop. The lady robot sent a short zap through Bebop's body.
Ow! Tiny, you're in a soap opera. Play along,
urged Pandolf.
Don't play coy,
said the lady bot.
You know that I've loved you ever since we were young, but then you went off to war, and I was swallowed by a fish monster, and I thought I would never love again.
Change to the channel, please, Pandolf.
Pandolf pressed another button.
Okay, Detective Tiny.
Bebop found himself suddenly in a dingy police station, a large man in a trench coat staring down at him.
You've been on the case for 3 weeks, and so far you've come up with nothing. Nada, bupkis, zippo, zilch, donuts. What do you have to say for yourself?
Bebop was now in some sort of police drama.
Chief?
Said Bebop.
Yeah?
Said the chief.
That guy did it.
Bebop pointed to another guy standing in the room.
There's your crook.
Him?
Said the police chief.
That's my brother.
Pandolf clicked the remote again.
No, get me out of here. Not this.
Yelled Bebop. Bebop was now standing in static, gray and black pixels bouncing off of him. He peered out of the TV.
Pandolf, please, you gotta get me out of here. Please.
Maybe if I turn the TV off...
No. Don't turn it off. Whatever you do, do not turn it off. I don't know how I know this, but I just do. You turn off the TV, and you'll never see me again. You just have to find the right channel, and then I can climb out.
But what channel?
Said Pandolf.
There are all these numbers on this remote. I don't know which ones to press.
I don't know,
said Bebop.
If only there had been a clue. Bebop Tales, Bebop's on TV. Turns out I'm more suited for the big screen. Bebop Tales, Bebop Tales, Bebop Tales. All right, Edie, I hope that answers your question about if I've ever been in a television and forced to play along. But here's the question. How do I get out of the TV? There must be some combination of numbers on the remote control that will get me out. But what could they be? If you think you know, email us at earth@fincastme.com and then maybe Pandolf can get me out of there. In the meantime, I have some artists to thank and some jokes to play. Here we go. I want to say thank you to Swift, who's 9, and Thistle, who's 6, from South Paris, Maine. Harrison, who's 10, from Houston, Texas. Zaylee, from South Deerfield, Massachusetts. Henry, who's 9, from Morrison, Colorado. Marcus and Micah, who are 7, from Santa Barbara, California. Logan and Elijah, from Jericho, Vermont. Our pal Maxim. Amalia, from Evanston. Izzy, who's 6, from Arkansas. Annika, who's 7, from Minnesota. Olivia, who's 5, from Georgia. Abigail, who's 8, from Philadelphia. Our pal Jacob H., who is 4, and our good friend Titus. Thank you all so much for all of the amazing art. All right, and now we have a couple of jokes to play. First up is my pal Jory.
Hi, my name is Jory. I am from Chicago, Illinois, and my sister's name is Marie. She is 18 months old. I am 9 years old. Today's joke is, how did the alien break his iPhone? He Saturned it.
That is great. Thank you, Jory. And special shout out to Marie for being a born comedian at 18 months old. You guys are great. Thank you all so much. And now we have our good pal, Alex, who is going to tell us a great joke.
Hi, my name is Alex. I'm 6 years old, and I'm from Stony Point, New York, and here's my joke. How do aliens hold their teacups? On flying saucers.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Alex. Thank you, Jory. Thank you, Marie, for all those awesome jokes. Thank you, everybody who's been sending me art to eat. I really appreciate it, and now I need your help. If you think you know what channel Pandolf can press on the remote control to get me out of that television, I would really appreciate it. All right, send in those ideas, and we will see you next week.